Right? Yeah. Now it started.
Okay.
Yeah. So, welcome to the Nerd Alert Podcast, where we discuss all things nerd, including comic books, video games, movies, pretty much anything.
Yeah.
Not so much, like, home decor.
Not so much.
No. Yeah. Go to HGTV for that. This is about nerd stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And our device falling on the floor. All right. So, anyway, I believe we both watched a movie.
Oh, yes. It was a movie indeed.
It was something. And Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
I've come to bargain.
14th Marvel movie?
Really?
Question mark?
I have not been keeping count.
Me neither. That's why it's a question mark.
Well, I mean, we can just kind of wanted to spend the book, or a lot of this podcast, kind of reviewing it, because I'm a huge fan of the MCU, and just talking about what it means for the MCU, and what it's going to take us, as well as just the movie by itself. Was it good, and what was it?
Well, dive in.
Yeah, so what were your just initial thoughts on the movie?
My initial thoughts are, all the actors, Benedict Cumberbatch, Chiwetel, Mads Mikkelsen, they were all great.
I'm glad you know those names, because I...
Okay.
I have no idea.
You're going to learn something.
I have no idea. What was that one that's really hard to pronounce?
Chiwetel Ejiofor as Baron Mordo.
Oh.
Yes.
Not even... I mean, Jeremy Johns didn't even get that right.
Oh, wow.
He was struggling.
Strange. Doctor Strange.
Who am I to judge? Cool. Yeah, but anyway, continue. What were you saying?
Yeah, the actors, they were all spot on. Definitely Marvel really hit the nail on the head again. Their casting choices were just phenomenal. The visuals were just outstanding. Stuff we've never seen in a Marvel movie before. Maybe not any movie before. Maybe Inception kind of.
Oh, yeah. Just like the trippiness. Like the buildings warping in the road. Yeah, I feel it was, I think it very borrowed kind of heavily from the weirdness of Inception. But it just kind of, it one-upped it, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, how freaky can we get? But, like, that working board, that's not only about the city scene. Like, the whole other one where it's like, open your eye.
Everyone just touches.
And then, that was just some
messed up stuff.
Yeah. I heard someone saying it was very much based on the original art from the comics. Like, it's like, was it Steve Ditko?
Steve Ditko, yep.
Yeah, it was very much based on, like, Steve Ditko's art. It's like, what would that look like?
Some of his early stuff was really trippy and mind-bending.
I love how they weren't afraid. You know, the last podcast you're on, we were talking about how, like, being afraid to embrace afraid to embrace characters. And I think they weren't afraid.
Oh,
they're
no.
like, you know what? No. This is Doctor Strange. He's a weird magic dude, and he's going to do weird magic stuff.
And I feel this is just like them saying, here's a taste of what we could do.
They're just like, we got some more.
He's a little nibble.
You know, one thing that struck me was the villain wasn't that good.
I mean,
he was okay.
Calisius.
That is like the first time that I've actually like the name popped into my head. Like actually, like it's Calisius.
Calisius.
Before I just called him the dark-eyed guy.
Yeah, we got the messed up.
He hasn't had a sleep in a long time. He's just like the dark dimension. Yeah, but I mean, he was okay, like. Yeah, he's a guy for Strange to fight. Like, you know?
He's the opposite with the same powers.
Yeah.
Marvel's been doing it for a while.
There's nothing really there. So, I mean, kind of got a fault in the movie for that, but what it lacked in a villain, it made up for it in a character story. Because this is a character story. And that's the one thing that I really, really liked about this movie, is that it was, I mean, it may have, like, you know, there was definitely some good action scenes, some unique action scenes, but it wasn't like Civil War, where it's just like bang, bang, shoot him up. It was more of a story of a character, you know.
Yes, the progression of Benedict Cumberbatch's character, of Stephen Strange, going from the arrogant jerk doctor to becoming the Sorcerer Supreme that we know him at the end of the movie.
You know, it's almost like, I feel like that plot's like familiar somehow.
Do you mean like Batman?
No, not Batman. No. Like there's an arrogant guy who's really rich and wealthy, has a lot of stuff. He's a jerk, and he learns Iron Man! Oh, come on. Oh. But you know what? There's a reason why tropes are called tropes. Because when you do them good, they work.
And it worked very well.
It worked so well. You know, and the thing I was impressed by, usually in origin stories, I'm like, all right, come on, let's get to the part where he's a superhero.
Get to the blowy up stuff, you
but
know?
No, this time I was like, wow, I'm so intrigued with the story of this guy who's just a surgeon.
Yeah, not just a surgeon, the best surgeon.
The best surgeon who knows every single song, when it came out, what album it was on, and who sang it.
Exactly, when it topped the charts.
Yeah. I thought that was cool because it's like little things like that. It's like giving the character more depth. You know, it's like giving him something unique to like that's kind of different from everybody else, you know?
Yeah. Very little characteristic things that set him apart from other Tony Starks.
Yeah. One thing I really liked was how the shots. Like, this whole movie was just a beautiful movie. CGI and all.
Oh, yeah. It's very cinematic.
Yeah. It was so cinematic. It kind of reminded me of Sherlock. Like, how every shot of the movie is, like, intentional, it's very beautiful, it looks amazing, it was so awesome.
Like, when they were doing, like, conversations, it wouldn't cut back between characters, like,
cut
here, it would stay on the shot between the two characters and have them drawn out the scene a little bit.
Yeah, I noticed that there was a lot of nice mid shots that didn't cut back and forth. You know, I was, trying to study more about filmmaking stuff, and I came upon a video that was talking about editing and transitions, and I never noticed before. I started paying attention because I was like, you know, I'm going to try to see where I can spot these transitions. And the most commonly used one is like, cut, 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 cut. It's like, oh wow, like my eyes have just been open. I opened my third eye.
Yes, to see everything.
Amagamoto. Yeah. So, also, speaking of which, I mean, the movie's awesome. I gave it about an A-, but, like, more than that. Well, first of all, we totally talked about the consequences that has in the larger cinematic universe.
Okay.
The fight scenes.
Oh.
Which
fight scene?
Oh, which one? All of them. Okay, one, I was sitting in there, okay, and I'm sitting there, and then when we finally get to the first fight, the second fight, not counting the
ancient one,
which that was an awesome way to open the movie. But the second one, I'm like, I'm watching two ghosts.
Oh, the ghost fight.
Fight. This is the weirdest thing ever, but it's so cool.
I mean, it was pretty cool.
And that's what I'm saying. Like you were saying about not being afraid to go there, you know?
Yeah, ghost fight. Who would think that's a normal thing?
Yeah, it's like I feel like in the DCEU, like they would be too scared to do that, you know?
Maybe well so.
Yeah, but this time they're just like, you know, no, two ghosts fighting, and then of course you have the trippy scene in the second act where it's all Inception-y and everything
inside the mirror world, and like, no, you made them stronger.
Yeah, it was so funny, and then you got the Stan Lee cameo.
Yeah, it kind of took me out a little bit, but
it took me out a little
I didn't
bit.
Mind so well.
The first time, I did think the cameo and a couple of the jokes, like, oh, that's probably not the place for a joke, but then the second time I watched it, I was like, you know what, it was fine.
You kind of know how it flows a little bit more.
But in the third fight, in the finale, the
time-bending fight?
Like, everything's going real backwards, and so, like, barrels blow up, and then they're like, solid again, and like the car is like runs over him back, like, oh,
he flies,
like,
back, and the guy flies back into his car.
Yeah, I'm still trying to wrap my mind around it. He like throws him into a wall, and then the bricks like build back up. I was like, this is epic. Yeah,
and he was powerful enough to break the time thing all by himself.
Yeah,
whereas Doctor Strange's allies needed him to kind of wave his hands around and pull him out.
Well, he's no doubt he has a really a big gift for the Mystic Arts. So awesome. One last thing about the movie itself. I don't know about you, but I felt the climax was a little rushed. Now, of course, it's an origin story, so I can kind of see why, because they spent a lot of time on doing the character story and building that up, and it's an origin story. The next one, obviously, cause we all know they're going to do a next one, is going to be, especially after that end credit scene.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So, it's going to be a lot better. But I just felt like it was a little rushed, and it was, I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I feel the point where it got really rushed was this one scene where they're talking about the three sanctums, and like the New York sanctum, the London sanctum, the Hong Kong. Oh, man, London's under attack. Boom, explosion, we're in New York. Whoa, how'd we get here?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a little rushed. But you know what? No movie is without its problems. No. And I feel like, at the end of the day, this is a great movie to go see in IMAX 3D. Not normal 3D, because if you're me, that hurts the crap out of my eyes. Like, it looked amazing. Like, especially, like, the scene where, like, it's snowing and the Ancient One and him's astral projections are talking about stuff. Mm. That was, like, whoa. Like, everything was so trippy. And I just got my glasses. Like, not 3D glasses, but my actual glasses. So I just figured out I've never actually seen 3D before. Mm. So
yeah, I've not seen 3D yet. I may have to check that out.
If you want a starter, Doctor Strange is definitely a good starter.
Definitely a good starter.
But anyway, what do you think some impacts on the larger MCU this movie is going to take us?
I mean, the big one. The Infinity Stone.
The Infinity
Stone.
We found
the Time Stone.
We found it. Not that we didn't already know that for the trailer.
Yeah, I kind of gave it away. What are you going to do?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like everyone was speculating that, like, for a while now, though, that the Time Stone was going to be in Doctor Strange. Either the Time or the Soul.
I mean, there's only so many movies setting up to Infinity War that we got to figure out where the stones are. And they already revealed Guardians of the Galaxy, completely separate from that, its own thing.
Yeah.
So that leaves Thor, Spider-Man, and Doctor Strange.
Oh, I'm betting Ragnarok.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? A friend of mine had an interesting idea about where the Soul Gem is. So I actually found out what happened. Apparently, we were confused about the whole Loki, like, looking in the end credit scene where he's like, we're looking for Loki, or me and Loki are looking for Odin.
Oh, the Doctor Strange mid-credit scene.
Yeah, the Doctor Strange mid-credit scene. Not tea.
Anything but tea.
Yeah, but, okay, so apparently, whenever Loki was pretending to be Odin, he banished Odin to Earth, but he has no memory of who he was. So he's just walking around New York as some homeless dude.
Yeah, some homeless bum looking for some change.
Yeah, okay, so here's the theory, okay? Mind-blowing theory. What if... You have to keep both eyes open. What if his other eye is the freaking Soul Gem?
What?
Yeah.
That could be a plausible theory.
Boom. Yeah. That would be something.
But does Odin have a second eye?
Why would he have an eye patch on? Just to be cool?
I don't know.
Maybe he, like, got it hurt in battle, but he was like, oh, it'd be a good hiding spot. Bloop.
Ooh, just stick that right in.
Stick that.
What is this strange orange gem? Whoop. Right in my
eyes. Is it orange? Do we know it's going to be orange?
It is orange.
Hmm. I mean, aren't they, like, different in the comics?
It is very different in the comics.
And they're called gems, right? Not stones or...
Stones, gems, one or the other for comics and movies.
Yeah. Oh, well. The second one, I mean, another big one. I mean, I would say even bigger than what you said was the big one. Magic.
Oh, yes.
There's magic in the MCU
actual
now.
Actual non-science magic.
Not like Thor's blend of where I come from. Science and magic are one and the same.
Oh, what we call science, you people call magic.
Yeah.
None of that. No, this is real magic.
This is straight up, we're drawn glyphs from other dimensions and stuff. Magic. So... there is so much magical stuff chalked in this movie. Like, stuff I had no idea even was a thing from the comics. Like, this is the eye of this, and this is the sword of this, and this is the staff of this, and this guy has a staff of this. And little did you know, in the background of this one shot, you can see this guy doing this thing with the magic from the comics. And like,
there's so much to take in.
Yeah. And like, this guy, his name is this, and he's an important guy in the comics, but he died now, but maybe his brother can come back, and even though he's died... he mostly comes back in the comics as a ghost to talk to people, so his ghost part can come back. It's like, there's
ghosts.
They just cram so much into this movie. But, like, you know, not, you know, little known to us, but, like, subtly, like, they're taking a lot of inspiration from the comics. Like,
this is just the staff of the Living Tribunal.
What is that? Actually not a thing in the comics.
Not the staff, but the character.
Who is, like, the whole multiverse.
Just all crammed into one celestial being.
Yeah. Comics are weird.
They are pretty weird.
Like that one time Superman picked up Infinity. Like, how can you pick up Infinity?
How can
you lift Infinity? That doesn't make any sense. Yeah. Comics are weird. But, yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of people speculating on who the person who had the experimental armor crash was. But everybody people saying Rhodey, but...
Yeah, but since there's no timestamps to really say when this took place...
But there is the Avengers Tower in the starting of the movie.
It's the Avengers Tower, which means it couldn't be Rhodey.
Yeah. And some people were saying that it was the guy from one of the Iron Mans... Whose suit malfunctioned, but...
Yes, Iron Man 2 with the Justin Hammer tactic.
Yeah!
Top half spun all the way around.
But people are like, Mr. Sunday Movies, he was like, that guy's probably dead. He doesn't look like he's living anymore.
Don't worry, he survived.
No, everyone survived, okay? No one dies in these movies. But you know what? And one thing, there's a lot of people complain about this, but let's be honest, no one dies in comics either.
No.
So.
No. Superman, he died. Oh, it's the end of the world. Nope. 6 months later, he's back and kicking it out.
He's back, yep. Everyone lives.
No one dies.
I don't know, it wasn't a lot about, like, the other movies in this movie.
Yeah, it was very standalone MCU movie.
Yeah.
Much like Ant-Man and...
Well, even Ant-Man had Falcon in it, though.
Yeah.
So you got a little snippet of that. But there's one thing I'm wondering. Is this movie introducing the multiverse into the MCU?
Now, if they introduce the multiverse, things are going to get very, very interesting.
Very interesting. Because actually, I did some research and it turns out the MCU is actually in the multiverse of the comics. Mm-hmm. It's like Earth, like 99999 or something like that.
Ooh, nine.
There's a lot of nines. In that. So, that could be a thing. We could start seeing some other characters, and they don't have to explain where they come from.
A little 616, or Ultimate.
Yeah.
Or just one where everyone's an animal. That existed.
Marvel Zombies. Hopefully, they'll pick
the best of the best.
Some good ones.
Miles Morales, maybe?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I feel like that'd be cool to see in, like, another Doctor Strange movie. To say, you know what? Forget it, okay? We're getting Miles Morales, we're getting this guy, we'll take that guy too. Team movie, let's go.
It's like five different Captain Americas.
Yeah. Another thing that somebody was saying, is Dormammu the MCU Galactus?
It seems so. With his whole, I need to devour all the worlds, I'm everywhere, I'm just a giant being in the space.
Yeah. That's a slick move. Slick move.
You can't get Fox to cough up Galactus, you make your own.
But, like, why? Like, if they did the, we're gonna share the rights thing, to be honest, they'd probably make more money. Because the MCU would do the Fantastic Four right.
Yeah.
And they would do Galactus right. And not just a giant dust cloud.
A dust cloud with a silhouette of the helmet. No. Dormammu, he was an actual physical being. He was more than a face. He had a body.
You know, it's hard. Oh, yeah, I think because he had the slamming fist down. Somebody pointed out that that's actually mocapped by Benedict Cumberbatch. His face is based on that. But someone had a theory. They're saying, no, his face doesn't look like that, and it's not even what he looks like. But if you're in your own dimension, why are you just going to come in your normal form? No.
Yeah.
You would just appear like the guy who's facing you and all big and stuff, you know?
Yeah. If you own your own dimension, you're not going to show up as a human.
No.
You're going to be the big god, loud voice,
just
throwing, like, spears at him.
I've come to bargain. What's up? That is just, like, the new meme now.
It is.
Yeah.
Just time rewind. Dormammu, come to bargain.
Like, sometimes I saw, like, one was like, duh. Death. He's about to say his first word. Dormammu, I've come to bargain. Oh, yeah. So weird. Yeah. I don't know. It's anything else about Doctor Strange? I think we about...
Maybe the end credit scene.
Oh, yeah.
Baron Mordo coming back for his sorcery revenge.
Yeah. There are too many sorcerers in the world.
Oh, man. Gotta take him out.
But he's using sorcery... To take away sorcerers.
Kind of, contradicting yourself, mister.
Maybe he's like, you know what? I'll just take away my own powers when I eliminate the sorcerers.
That'd be pretty interesting if that was his motive.
Probably not.
I got all your powers. See ya.
You know, that's probably what everyone thinks. They're usually like, all people. You know, that's what I liked about Baron Mordo's conversion? It's like, it's believable. Because... As the Ancient One said, he's a rigid soul. And he won't see that sometimes you need to bend the rules to get the victory.
Yeah, he sees everything in black and white, while Doctor Strange and Angie One see stuff in grays.
And yeah, exactly. And the thing I really liked about it is that it makes it believable. I can actually believe that why he's doing what he's doing. Yeah. It has good motivation. It's like he actually believes these guys have gone too far. They're messing with the rules of time and space and everything. And it just, no more. So, who is responsible enough with his powers? Him. Because that's what all bad guys think. They think, the world's messed up, and only I can fix it. And it's like, this guy is going to be a way better villain than Dark Eyes. And we may actually get a good villain besides Loki.
Yeah, I mean, that was even the extent, or kind of what Dark Eyes' motivation was... He knew the world was going to end, so he needed to find some way for immortality for everyone, taking it upon himself to give everyone eternal life.
Yeah. Well, he said in my review on YouTube, he had motivation, but I didn't care.
There just wasn't enough.
Yeah, I didn't care. I'm like, you're some guy who's dark. I think we just about covered it with Doctor Strange, though.
Okay.
Now, we just gotta wait for... What's the next Marvel movie?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah!
Boom! Chaka.
That's gonna be so awesome. No Infinity Stone there, though.
No, nothing.
No Thanos.
No Thanos.
I think the first one kinda tied in enough to the...
Yeah. you know he's there.
Ew, in the chair.
I'm still in my chair. They didn't tell me I could get up yet.
Yeah. So you kind of you're a lot more up to date than me on nerd news usually, which is one of the reasons I wanted you to co-host this show with me. So you kind of compiled a list of all the nerd news,
a few things that recently. So apparently, supposedly, maybe we'll be getting our first Spider-Man Homecoming trailer this December.
What?
December 2nd.
Yes.
If not, don't hold me to it.
That's
the only information I know.
I think I talked about this in the last podcast, but I was looking through Facebook and I saw the trailer. I was like, "What?" And I clicked on it, and so somebody just photoshopped.
You
got
to follow it off.
Yes, it's the photo of the play button on the thing, and I was like,
"No, you can't do this to his people."
Yeah. So there's some. I mean, Michael Keaton, the Vulture. I love Michael Keaton. He is so funny.
He played Batman. That's something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was Batman.
I try to forget that. When I think of, like, Michael Keaton, I think about, like, the police chief and the other guys. You know, a lot of other, you know, older movies that he's been in. The Batman, just never, not in the forefront of my mind.
He almost wasn't even the Vulture. Because his last film was Birdman. He was like, no, this is too similar. I don't want to be another bird.
Bird.
But I guess Marvel was like, here you go, some money.
All right, like, I'll be another bird.
I'll be
bird.
A bird.
Were they just like, you know what, we need a bird. Hey, you know what, there was Michael Keaton, he was a good last bird guy.
Yeah, he did a bird thing.
We could get him, since he's so good at playing birds, you know, he's like,
crazy rich guys who pretend to be birds.
Yeah. Then you said, Elect?
Shocker.
Shocker!
Little thief.
That's quite the shocker.
Ooh, yeah.
That he's going to be in this movie.
Unfortunately, the actor who was playing him revealed too many secrets, and he was kicked out, so we don't know who's playing him now.
He was spilling the beans.
Yep, he was, spilled too many beans.
Does that mean they had to do reshoots?
Probably. Because, I mean, if they double for his voice when he's shocker, kind of make him ominous.
Yeah.
And then the reveal, oh man, it was him all along, not this other guy.
Okay, I'm guessing that Shocker and that guy Michael, or not, the Fox guy in Spider-Man 2.
Yeah,
I'm Electro. Guessing that, I guess, those are different people.
They're totally different people.
Okay, good. I like that we're seeing new Spider-Man villains that we haven't seen
yet. Yeah, not another Green Goblin.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's the Green Goblin again!
It's the Osborns.
That's good, because they know. This is what's so good about Disney. I just trust Disney as a company. It's like, they know what their fans want. They don't want to see another responsibility speech.
They don't want another origin story.
Yeah, they don't.
Ben dead on the sidewalk.
Yeah, no. They don't want another Green Goblin. They want something we haven't seen before. We want something fresh. So we're going to get some fresh.
Yeah. Give us some post death of Uncle Ben.
Yeah.
Just no origin story. Throw right in there. Fighting the Vulture.
And having a mentor.
Oh, yeah. Tony Stank.
Tony Stank. Ah! Never letting that one go.
No, he's not.
I hope he makes that joke, like, again in another movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what was kind of weird? I was like, is that the first time anyone's acknowledged, like, Stan Lee's presence, you know? And not just like, oh, you know, just like, yeah, walk past
in
him.
In the MCU?
I think so. Like, hey, you are a person who's actually here, you know?
Oh, I didn't see you there. Stan Lee.
So, I mean, another movie that's coming out, Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah.
And Where to Find Them.
Because you gotta know where to find them.
Yeah. Which is all, you know, it's based on a fake textbook by J.K. Rowling in a fictional universe. Kind of weird.
Yeah.
But you know what? Darn it, I think it's gonna be good.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to do my review over it and just mock all those people, all the naysayers who said, we don't need another Harry Potter movie. J.K. Rowling's trying to milk it. No, it's going to be good.
Yeah, hopefully good enough for five more.
I thought it was four.
Oh, four more. I just heard five. Okay.
Maybe if it's five, I'm like,
ooh, that one extra,
there's
one
like
extra
five,
movie.
Six, seven.
Are we
going to
hobbit this thing? Or
yeah, oh, ooh, yeah. But I'm thinking, like, the fan, like I was saying to you before, the Fantastic Beasts kind of thing is like a means to an end. Like,
yeah,
there's going to be a deeper story. And I know in Pottermore, JK's already kind of been dropping, you know, new information about the history of magic in America and, like, the non-mages, what muggles are called. Not as cool. But,
yeah.
What is it, Livermore or Evermore?
I think it was
Evermorny?
I don't know.
And, yeah, so it seems like there's going to be a pretty good movie. What about Johnny Depp? He's in it?
From what I've heard, he has a small cameo as, am I going to pronounce this right, Grindelwald? Friend of Dumbledore back in the day when they fought the Great Wizard Boar.
Oh, is that like, kind of like, comments said in passing in the...
Yeah, they kind of alluded to it in the last Deathly Hallows movie.
Okay.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, oh yeah,
He had a friend, and here he is, played by Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Wonder if he'll just be like the character Johnny Depp is playing all the time now.
Eccentric, makeup-filled.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is so upsetting, because Johnny Depp is one of the few actors that doesn't need to be typecast. This dude can play anyone. He can go from playing a guy with a robot with scissors for hands to a drunken pirate, okay?
Yeah.
He is a versatile actor, and he just wastes his talent.
Sadly, gets typecast as
Tim Burton's.
Tim Burton creations.
He just needs to cut the ties with Tim Burton and stop doing Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Ooh, that's another thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's another thing.
That's another thing.
And we, you know, I was actually reviewing our last podcast, and we're like, we're probably going to get the full Guardians of the Galaxy 2 trailer and Doctor Strange. But instead, we got Pirates of the Caribbean.
Come on.
That's what we all wanted to see.
Come on, James Gunn. You promised us.
Ugh.
You were like, soon. The full trailer. Maybe Doctor Strange.
In 5 months. Here it is. Soon.
With Spider-Man Homecoming. After the movie that came out.
So, there was an announcement recently.
Oh.
And a lot of us nerds were just crying with amazement and joy. Because we've been waiting for this, and petitioning for this, and rooting for this, and binge-watching this, just so it can come back!
Oh, this is what you're talking about?
Yes!
This is what you're talking about?
Young Justice 3!
Oh!
Oh, yes!
Yes. Finally.
Was there a trailer released?
No trailer.
A teaser?
Just an image of Young Justice 3. That's all it was.
Oh, man. Well, that's enough to get anyone hyped. They don't even need to do anything.
No.
You know?
They just need a picture of Young Justice 3.
Yeah.
And a little approval sticker.
Just broke the internet. Just boom. So I unfortunately haven't watched season 2, but I'm going to watch it in the coming months because it's I'm just going to watch the whole thing again.
You were this excited, and you haven't even finished season
two. Yeah, well, here's the reason why. When I watched it, I binge-watched it, and they only had season one on Netflix. But I guess at some point, they added two. And I was having a conversation with my friend, because I knew it was canceled, and he was like, oh, you know, and this happens, and then Beast was there. I was like, huh? He's like, yeah, yeah, you know, this and this. I was like, no. He's like, did you watch season two? And I'm like, there's a season two? He's like, yeah.
He's like, here, if you like it, please watch it. Oh, man, you'll love it. Here's season three.
Ah, so there's not really much to talk about besides that, because, I mean,
yeah,
you don't
I can't
know
really get into it, because you haven't seen it.
Yeah, unfortunately. We don't know anything about, like, if any voice actors are coming back.
No.
Any original animators
to come back.
We don't know any of that stuff, but do we know if it's going to be on Netflix? Is it going to be like a
I think it's on Netflix.
Yeah. Hopefully it's not like on like Hulu or something, which I heard one of those, The Runaways, is going to be on Hulu, which I guess not going to watch unless it comes out on DVD or Blu-ray, because
maybe.
I don't have Hulu, and don't have any plans to get Hulu.
Yeah.
Any other things that you...
No.
That was about it?
I don't think there's anything else.
Well, I just recently watched the episode of Ruby, the new episode of Ruby.
Episode three?
Three. Yep.
Okay.
That was epic.
Oh, yeah. With the boat fight.
The boat fight was so
man.
Cool.
Just Blake and Sun just going at it. It's a giant... What was it, dragon?
It was a,
like a
serpent
dragon?
Okay, first I was like, whoa, this is like some Leviathan type Grimm. And then it was like,
nope, which wings.
Sarah called it too. She was like, oh, it's going to fly. It's going to fly. Boom.
What?
Yeah, and you know, they tried to be subtle with that hooded dude. I was like, Sarah's like, I saw yellow hair. That's Sun.
Oh, yellow
hair. That is Sun. It's kind of given away too in the title sequence.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, because I mean, Sun is with her. Now what we know
is her family, so
we knew that he had to be with her somehow. But Yang is so dang depressed. Even like her eyes were just like dead eyes, and she was like so strange. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Her dad's just like, here, it's specially made for you.
And
this,
all the fans are like,
arm.
Yeah, robot arm.
And she's like, yeah, dad. I guess I'll try it on at some point.
Robot
walks away.
What?
But we made it for you.
We all want the robot arm, and now we're just like, why are you so sad?
Dang, take it, take the arm.
Everyone's sad except for like Ruby is kind of not that sad.
She's kind of melancholy.
But Jean is sad enough for
he's pretty sad.
Yeah.
What's the armor made out of? Something from my friend.
Yeah, but dude, oh my goodness, that whole fight, the visuals in that were just mind-blowing.
So smooth.
I was like, this, every time, even like the facial features, like all the characters beforehand in the past two seasons have kind of had the same look, but not anymore. You can tell, like, oh, that's Blake's face, this is Sun's face. You can tell.
Yeah.
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 And also,
they're not so rigid, too, with their speaking.
Yeah. And the animation's smoother. And Sun doesn't have drawn-on abs anymore.
What?
Did you notice that?
No!
He's just like, no, like, you know, in the... They're all just, like, very drawn-on in the previous season.
Yeah, he's like, find your abs.
These are abs. Yes. They're not there anymore. So now we know Blake is a sister... Because at first they'll say, oh, there's maybe just a random cat faunus that kind of looks like her, maybe her sister. But now she said, I'm going to visit my family in Menagerie, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So wait, where's Team Ranger going?
Were they going back to Beacon?
No.
No.
They're going to that kingdom. It was in the World of Remnant episode. It was very cultured and a very easy place to hide. If you needed to. I don't know.
I unfortunately did not watch the World Remnant videos.
You didn't?
No.
Those are important.
Not. And then it's got a new one, too.
Yeah, I haven't watched that one. You know, it's so hard for me to watch it because I don't have Wi-Fi, so I literally, like, have to download the videos, but because of the new animation, I got to download them in the highest quality I can get. So it takes like 3 hours because I have low speed data.
And is it worth it?
It is. It's worth it. The only sad part about it is when it's over.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm used to watching them, just buying the whole DVD or just getting on YouTube and just watching them all the way through, and now it's like, I have to wait.
Ooh, gotta wait every week.
But at least they're releasing every week.
Yeah.
So, and
they're pretty good episodes.
Like
15, 20 minutes.
So I feel like we're past, if this was like a movie, I feel like we're past the exposition now. Like, I feel like now we're going to
kind of get into the...
Yeah. The nitty-gritty. This is where they all are. This is what their situation is. Let's go. And I'm excited to see that.
Yeah.
And speaking about let's going, we're going to have to go pretty soon because, you know,
well, yeah,
we had stuff to do. We can't just sit around this podcast all dang day.
As much fun as that would be.
Yeah, it would be. But and we're also got of stuff to talk about, let's be honest.
It was very, very slow news week.
Yeah. Can't be a fast nerd week all the time.
No, can't have those big Marvel weeks where it's like, here's 20 different casting news.
Oh, one last thing we gotta talk about. Just we're about to leave, and then it just popped into my brain.
Yeah?
Lego Batman.
Oh, Lego Batman?
Have you seen the trailers?
I've seen the first one.
There's three now.
What?
And two came out within 1 week. Two? They came out within the same week.
Oh, that's how I missed it.
Yeah. This movie is going to be the ultimate Batman parody while being an awesome Batman movie.
Hopefully. We can hope that.
Oh, well, you haven't seen one of the trailers. He, like, kicks Batman, and he's looking at his portrait of his family, and the guy has the Batman mask on all the time.
All the time?
And he's just like, hey, Mom, hey, Dad, save the city again. Think you'd be proud of me. And then, like, Alfred walks in, and he, like, kicks Alfred in the piano. He's like, I'm so sorry. I have amazing reflexes. And then he's like, Master Bruce, I've seen you go through this phase before. And then he starts naming years when each Batman movie came out, and they subsequently stick a piece of footage, real footage, from each one of the movies as he says the year. And then he's like, and that really weird one in the 60s. And they show Adam West and Robin kicking. I was like, oh my goodness, this is going to be so awesome. Oh, yes, this is going to be a parody to behold.
I like the outfit, but these pants are kind of constricting.
Rip. Come on, Batman, let's get groovy.
Oh, Robin.
Life doesn't give you seatbelts.
Just
let me just put my hand here awkwardly. Yeah, you know, one thing I was just thinking, just out of blue, we were talking about cinematic universes last time.
Yeah.
Is this part of the Lego movie? Like, is this taking place in, like, superhero world? Like, is this part of that land, you know?
That could be an interesting mid or end credit scene.
Yeah.
Hey, Emmett.
It's like freaking Emmett, and then this is like, boom, we gotta do the Lego initiative. All right. Well, this has been pretty fun. I think this is the fourth episode of the Nerd Alert Podcast.
Yeah.
And, you can follow me on Facebook at Two Edge Words. You can follow me on YouTube, same name, Two Edge Words. And on Twitter at Your Host Edge. And you can follow my co-host, Josiah here, on Twitter at One With Whales.
Yeah.
You don't really have anything much else going on.
No, right? Not really. Just doing this some of the time.
Yeah, there you go. The night is still young.
It is.
Maybe I can just talk you into getting a YouTube channel.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe. But anyway, as always, thanks for listening.